Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
It was a cold December night in 1999 when a Manhattan nightclub became the setting for a chaotic event that would alter the lives of several key figures. Club New York, a hotspot filled with celebrities like Jennifer Lopez and Sean Diddy Combs, was buzzing until a violent altercation erupted, setting the stage for a series of legal battles, betrayals, and accusations that would linger for decades. Shine Barrow, an up-and-coming rapper under Bad Boy Records, found himself in the middle of it all. Barrow, who now goes by Moses Barrow and serves as the leader of the opposition in Belize, has long claimed that his mentor, Sean Diddy Combs, orchestrated the fallout that sent Barrow to prison. As the night wore on, tensions flared between Combs and another club patron, Matthew Scar Allen. Witnesses recall a confrontation that quickly escalated, leading to gunfire. Three people were injured, including Natanya Rubin, who was hit in the face by a bullet. To this day, she has fragments of that bullet lodged in her body, a permanent reminder of the violence that unfolded. Following the shooting, Combs, Lopez, and their bodyguard Anthony Wolf Jones fled the scene, leading the police on a high-speed chase through Manhattan. They were eventually arrested, and police discovered a stolen 9mm handgun in their vehicle. Though Lopez's charges were dropped quickly, the legal proceedings for Combs, Jones, and Barrow would be far more complicated. At 21, Barrow faced multiple charges related to gun possession, while Combs and Jones were tried for similar offenses. The courtroom became a tense battleground, filled with conflicting testimonies. In the end, Combs and Jones were acquitted, but Barrow wasn't as fortunate. He was convicted on 5 charges, including assault and reckless endangerment, and sentenced to 10 years in prison. Nearly 9 years later, he was deported to Belize, a move that reshaped his life. In a press conference from Belize, Barrow didn't hold back his feelings. He accused Combs of turning on him, saying, "This is someone who destroyed my life." He emphasized the betrayal he felt, accusing Combs of manipulating witnesses and distancing himself from Barrow to save his own career. The drama didn't end there. 2 decades later, allegations resurfaced suggesting that Barrow may have been a scapegoat, a convenient target for Combs and his legal team. Some claim that Combs may have been the real instigator, allowing Barrow to take the fall to preserve his own reputation. The most shocking of these allegations came from Natanya Rubin, who was severely injured in the shooting. She claims that she saw Combs with the gun and has expressed willingness to remove the bullet fragment still in her face as evidence if it could help implicate him. Rubin's statement adds another layer of complexity, raising questions about whether the full truth of that night was ever revealed. Jennifer Lopez, who had been dating Combs at the time, was caught in the middle. After spending 14 hours in police custody following the shooting, she was released, but the trauma of that night stuck with her. Her relationship with Combs eventually crumbled, with the couple splitting in February 2001. For Lopez, the incident remains a painful chapter, though her career soon skyrocketed to global fame. As for Combs, while he managed to walk away from the trial legally unscathed, the allegations have followed him for years. New accusations, ranging from sex trafficking to racketeering, have cast long shadows over his public image. Though he has denied all charges, the persistence of these claims has created a narrative of a man who, despite his public success, may have engaged in darker, more sinister behavior behind the scenes. Barrow's rise from convicted felon to political leader is a testament to his resilience. Despite everything, he has managed to rebuild his life, serving as a prominent figure in Belizean politics. His ability to forgive Combs, despite believing the mogul played a role in his downfall, speaks to his desire to move forward. "I forgave Combs because he was in the position at that time to give scholarships and maybe to invest in the future of my home country," Barrow explained, suggesting that his forgiveness was motivated not only by personal growth, but also by his country's needs. The story of the 1999 nightclub shooting is one of ambition, betrayal, and power. For those involved, the repercussions continue to shape their lives. Barrow's conviction, Rubin's injury, Lopez's entanglement, and Combs' complicated legacy all tie back to that night. Even years later, the legal outcomes raise questions about the justice system's handling of high-profile cases involving wealth and influence. Critics argue that Combs used his resources and connections to evade punishment, leaving Barrow to bear the consequences. Supporters of Combs maintain that the legal system simply failed to find sufficient evidence to convict him, and that the trial played out as fairly as possible. Regardless of the perspective, it's clear that the nightclub shooting left unresolved tensions that continue to surface. Rubin's testimony is crucial. Her willingness to come forward with new claims about what she witnessed could reopen discussions about the true dynamics of that night. If her allegations are true, it casts doubt on the acquittal and raises the possibility that key evidence was overlooked or dismissed. As the years pass, new revelations continue to breathe life into the story. Allegations against Combs have expanded beyond the shooting. He has faced multiple lawsuits accusing him of sexual misconduct and abuse, with some cases involving claims that date back to the 1990s. These allegations further complicate his public image, which was already stained by the nightclub incident. For Barrow, the years in prison were transformative. Though he was convicted of serious crimes, he emerged as a stronger person, using his experiences to fuel his political ambitions. His rise to a leadership position in Belize is remarkable, showing his capacity to overcome adversity. However, the pain of his past remains, as does his belief that he was sacrificed to protect someone else's future. The legal system's handling of Barrow's case continues to raise concerns. Why was he convicted while Combs walked free? Was the courtroom swayed by the presence of a high-powered celebrity? These questions linger, especially in light of the ongoing allegations against Combs, which suggest a pattern of behavior that may have extended far beyond that one night. For Lopez, the incident was a brief but intense chapter in her life. While it could have derailed her career, she rebounded quickly and rose to even greater heights. Her brief involvement in the shooting and her relationship with Combs, however, serve as reminders of how entangled fame and legal issues can become. As more lawsuits and allegations emerge, the 1999 nightclub shooting becomes part of a larger narrative about the abuse of power and the complexities of fame. The story remains relevant because it taps into broader societal questions about accountability, justice, and the ways in which public figures navigate personal scandals. In the end, the events of that night are more than just a moment in time. They have become a lens through which we can examine the intersection of celebrity, crime, and justice. For Barrow, Rubin, Lopez, and Combs, the fallout from that December night has left lasting marks, shaping their lives in ways they may not have anticipated. As the story continues to evolve, it serves as a reminder of the human cost behind public scandals. Behind the headlines, there are real people whose lives were irrevocably changed. For Barrow, his transformation from rapper to politician is one of redemption, but it's also one marked by pain and betrayal. For Combs, the nightclub shooting is just one chapter in a long saga of legal troubles, one that continues to challenge his public persona. And for Rubin, the bullet fragments lodged in her body are a permanent reminder of a night that changed everything. In a world where narratives are shaped by those with power, the truth can be hard to find. But as new allegations come to light, the story of the 1999 nightclub shooting remains as relevant as ever, a cautionary tale about fame, justice, and the complex dance between the two.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.